Welcome to the first official episode of the Pixel Unity Podcast. I'm Grady.
Yeah, you are.
I'm Blake.
I'm not drunk yet.
And that's James. And Sarah could not be with us this evening because she got sick. And then we couldn't find a replacement for her. So it's just going to be the three of us.
Which I think is fine. We can get along.
This is fine.
This is fine. I hate both of you.
I know.
Get along.
That doesn't... He was talking about Blake and I are going to get along.
Yeah.
I brought him an offering.
Mm-hmm. I just realized that I said I hated the both of you, and you guys said that you two were going to get along, and I'm in the middle, so I'm just going to be attacked.
No, we never said we were going to be aggressive towards you. You're the aggressive one.
That is very true. You are very aggressive.
This is fine.
That's not fine. Well, we all know that my life is, like,
in
horrible.
Disarray. Yeah.
A constant state of disarray, just constant low-key existential dread.
That pretty much sums it up.
Those were college words.
You have a college degree, so.
I have a degree.
I mean, did you
earn
it?
That's a hard no on that one. Just look into the bottom.
Look for the bottom.
I'm gonna find the bottom of this real quick.
Oh man.
So does anyone have a story about their week?
Oh yeah.
Well,
I don't.
I helped my cousin today move boxes. It was super
An
exciting.
An interesting story?
Yeah, it's super exciting.
You know, though,
you
we
don't
did,
know. You didn't hear the story.
We did, okay, so he's a teacher at an elementary school.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, that it's...
You're
it's not... I'm not trying to say that the actual story was very interesting. I'm saying, I went, like, okay, so I helped him move these boxes. Mm-hmm. And, he's a teacher at elementary school. We had to move them, whatever. Afterwards, he paid me in food, which is pretty awesome. You know, food is pretty amazing.
Free food is the best food.
Yeah, he took me to this place called George's. And it's really good. It's really good. It has hamburgers and gyros. And I had a gyro. And really good. And they even have these fries where they're kind of like...
Did they make the hamburger out of... Or did they make the meat out of horse?
No.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was goat. I'm... quite familiar with my goat
exotic
or
meats.
Sheep. It was goat or sheep.
Goat doesn't count
as
an exotic.
I'm thinking about it. It's either goat or sheep. I know it's one of those two. Mutton is sheep, so it's sheep.
Yes.
It was sheep.
Yes.
But very excellent food. Definitely recommend.
All right, I'll have to go to George's.
Yeah.
I'll eat the hamburger. I don't like gyros.
You don't?
No, I don't. No.
Do you know, like?
I went with. I forget. There's a place in the mall. The Chapel Hills Mall. What's the Greek place that's there?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I think it is just called Euros.
It's just called Euros.
I think it's called Euros. Yeah. America and I went there, and she got a Euro, and I get a Chick-fil-A because chicken.
I mean, how can you say no to Chick-fil-A?
By getting a Euro. And so she got
Duh.
A...
Duh! Of course! How did I not think of that?
Yeah. So she got a gyro, and I tried it, and it was. She had to laugh because my face, it kind of resembled this. But I had to swallow what was in my mouth, and the meat was really tender, which was nice. But then I tasted it, and that was not as nice to James.
I'm
so
really surprised.
Beef, man. Beef
I went to
chicken.
Panda Express yesterday.
I'm sorry.
You had what Express?
You've been disinvited from.
Wait.
This company in its entirety.
Wait, what did you say?
I said I went to Panda Express yesterday, and then he said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can leave.
No,
my beer
James.
And go home.
James, no. Come back.
He can stay over there for all
Maybe
I care.
Come back. You can blame it all on
Grady.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Grady did say it first.
But I had an interesting day yesterday because I was trying to fill up this stupid application for a repayment plan for all my student loans. And
Now we're in debt.
I have a degree, but I also have lots of debt, so there's that. But I was trying to, like, fill out this stupid application for months now. I've been trying to complete this application, but every time I go online to complete it, something horrible goes wrong and I can't do it. Like, the government is performing maintenance on the website, or I don't know the address. Jesus Christ. I don't. Or I don't know the address that I filed my taxes under the year before. Because you have to link your tax return from the previous year, like, into the application. It's all very confusing and stupid. And so I was unable to do it for, like, the 10th time in a row yesterday. And I'm at work and I'm fuming mad. And then I come home and I have to do the dishes, which I hate. So then I'm just, like, slamming dishes all over the place. I, like, walk in and slam the front door, and Erin is just, like, sitting there in the living room, and she's, like, terrified immediately, and she's like, have a bad day. I'm like, I don't say a word. And I just start, like, doing the dishes and just slamming things all over the kitchen. Eventually she gets up, she goes into Jeff's room, and I don't see her. I finish the dishes and I go into my room, like, for a minute or two, and sir,
maybe we shouldn't be drinking. It's because carbonation.
This is fine.
It's okay, don't worry about it.
This is fine.
And I decided I didn't want to cook, so I walked out of my room and, like, slammed my bedroom door, and then went to the front door and slammed that door on my way out, got home, they're all still in their bedrooms, and I get home, and I send James a text, and I'm like, now that all of my roommates are effectively terrified of me, and he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, that's it.
I didn't have this context. I didn't hear the story until now about stomping around and throwing
doors. Literally everything. And stuff.
I mean, that just kind of sounds like...
Sounds like Grady turned into a three-year-old.
Yeah, he lost 2 years.
He had a temper tantrum. Jesus Christ. He had a temper tantrum.
You gotta remember, Grady's only five.
Yeah, but I also shouted a very... bad word at the top of my lungs in the kitchen.
You know, just saying that just crap, qualifies of you being crap like
is not more. A bad word.
What?
Crap is not a bad word.
It isn't?
No.
Oh.
Wait, only... is that really what you said?
No. Would Grady think that the word crap is a bad word?
I don't know, the way you're reacting.
I have literally introduced myself to people as hi. Or no, I'll do this to the camera. Hi. I'm greedy, and I have a potty mouth. And it's just so bad.
And that's why people think he's gay.
You did it so creepy. Oh, man.
I swear, worse than a sailor. You need to stop.
For why?
For why?
Because you're gonna belch again.
I'm gonna hold it until a crucial moment in a story.
My story, probably.
Yes. Bottle cap.
Oh, okay. I didn't even hear what you said.
I said bottle cap, and then I put the bottle cap over with the other bottle caps.
It has friends.
Yes, it's not alone anymore.
I don't have any friends.
Then what are we?
The heck are we?
I would have done that even if he didn't hit me. It just straight up went down the wrong pipe in general.
You shouldn't have explained it, because it was hilarious on its own.
No, it's funnier now. Because the timing was glorious. It was fantastic.
I need to revisit this idea that Jeff and I had for a video.
Uh-oh.
Because when I coughed, I was reminded of something that's in the quote book.
I had this cough that just created an epiphany.
Hang on, let's see if I can give him another one.
No.
It was worth a shot.
But Jeff and I have this quote book of all this really random stuff that we...
Most of it's dirty.
Actually, nope, never mind, because I was going to say, we could, like, make videos where we have someone in, like, a really fancy chair, like, with a fireplace behind them, and they open it up and they read it, like, in a fancy accent.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those things are horribly vulgar, and we wouldn't be able to do... We wouldn't be able to monetize those videos.
Here's what we can do. We'll put those up. After, it doesn't matter if we're making YouTube money anymore.
Well, you can upload a video and say, I don't want to monetize this video.
We'll do that then. Instead.
Things said in college.
I still say we need to get, like, a little hat. We have to pull a word whenever we want to swear. And it's not a swear word. I think that'd be pretty great. Like, we just get together one day.
Grady's about to swear. We're holding that. Falcon!
Falcon?
Yeah, I think this would be a good idea. I'm okay with this.
His idea? Flurry?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Flurry in.
We need to make a trip to IKEA. Of them will be IKEA furniture.
We have to explain what Flurgen is.
Yeah, you were the creator of Flurgen.
It was in Beechwood's editing class.
Yeah, it was.
What did I say?
Do you not remember?
Nope.
Okay. I don't quite remember it 100% either.
I do remember it, kind of. Oh, Grady, Matt, and Jeff, maybe? All three of you? Maybe it was just Grady and another friend? You guys went to IKEA.
We did, but that was after James came up with the word. Because we're all just in class.
No, but the reason...
Like, James came up with it all on his own. It wasn't related to anything.
I just said Flurgen.
But we were talking about IKEA.
We may have been talking about IKEA in class. And then something about how he was unable to build the Flurgens. Because it was like, we go to IKEA, we get something, and we bring it back. And then something goes wrong. You don't have a screw, or you're missing the tool, or whatever. And then he just, like, in class, he just screams, "How am I supposed to build my Flurgen?" And he, like, makes this gesture, this huge gesture. He's like, "Flurgen!" in class. And he's just, like, gesturing to this object that isn't there. And Flurgen just stuck. And so whenever I graduated college and had to move off campus and be sad forever,
when you guys did go to IKEA, you did spend the whole night calling everything Flurgen.
Mm-hmm.
While also having Jeff go into a box, which was fun.
Guys, we should make a vlog to IKEA.
A vlog to IKEA?
Yeah. No, that'll just end up like that super cringy foam adventure video. Which you know the people.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of know the people that are in it.
I know the friend who's friends with the brother of the person.
Made Foam Adventure.
So there's the person from Foam Adventure. There's their brother, my friend, and then there's me. So I'm just close enough to have it be interesting. But, no.
So we should make a vlog to IKEA. Where the three of us
Foam Adventure!
they're talking about a video I've never seen.
You don't want to see Foam Adventure.
It's kind of painful.
Yes, I don't want to see it. But, regardless, it would be really entertaining to me. If we made a trip to IKEA, like let's say after I'm married, I have to go get a piece of furniture or something. I'll take you two clowns and at least two cameras. No, at least one camera. We only need one. And we'll go up to Denver in one car. God help us all. And then we'll walk around.
Grady can't drive. Grady can't do it. Don't let him do it.
Why?
I hate driving in Denver, and I get anxiety when I cross a certain section of road on my way to Denver because I rear-ended someone on the way over there, and every time I drive that section of road, I am like 12 car lengths away from the car in front of me.
He turns off music too. He needs to focus.
That's one of my favorite tropes that's been like talked about on the internet too, is when you're driving somewhere that you've never been before and you're looking for your destination and the first thing you think to do is to turn down your stereo.
But it helps though!
Because it does stop distracting that little artistic part of your brain, but it's just so funny to me because you don't see any better. I don't see better with music or without music. I just focus better. But I did that the other day. I've done that coming to your house too. I turned off my music as I got here, actually, tonight.
Isn't this like, the first time you've been here?
Second time.
Yeah, second time.
When was the first time?
When we found the mansion.
Yeah.
That, like, 19-room house over in Manitou.
You guys came here to see, like, potential location for a future video idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
It probably won't.
Probably not.
But we'll have better ideas.
Probably.
Like an IKEA trip to Denver.
That's a terrible idea.
I don't know. Maybe it'd be fun. We should definitely give it a shot. We'll record it, and if Grady hates it that much...
Then I'll put it on my own personal YouTube.
There we go.
Because I think it's funny.
Okay, Diva. You can cool it.
Oh, God. I'm streaming tonight.
Oh, yeah? What are you planning?
I'm playing Dishonored 2 again.
Alright.
Because I watched Grady's stream the other day, where he played Dishonored 2, but he tried to play... Grady plays sneaky games properly.
Really well, actually.
Grady sneaks through sneaky games.
Really well, as in, he knows how to restart the last save.
and also how to murder everyone in his way. Just quietly. I don't do that. I can't. I just...
But I can still take out all the enemies, like, in an area, like, without...
Without alerting
any of them being alerted.
I can't do that.
I just pick them off one by one, and they have no idea.
I could do that in the first Dishonored. This one's difficult. The first Dishonored was much easier than this Dishonored is. And it's not even anything to do with mechanics or anything, because it's all the same.
They just put more enemies
in it. A lot more enemies per the difficulty level.
Like, there's probably a little more enemies in the second game, but the positioning of them in the second game is way, like, more like a pain in your butt. Because you have, like, they put them, like, right next to each other, like, overlooking this balcony, and so you can't eliminate one of them without the other one knowing about it.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing as Emily and you have Domino, which makes life so grand.
I had to read that power like 3 times when I started the Emily playthrough that I may or may not ever finish. But basically, what it is you like connect enemies that you can see, and whatever you do to one happens to the other.
Wow.
So,
and once you like upgrade it entirely, you can link up to 4.
Yeah, I think it only starts with 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you can upgrade it as you go and collect the things you need to spend to upgrade them. But, you can link, like, 4 enemies and your own... You can, as Emily, you can create, like, a shadow figure of yourself. It's basically like a clone. And you can link them to the clone. So you link 3 of them, make a clone, link them to the clone, kill the clone, and they will all die.
Why even link it to the clone? That just uses extra mana.
So that you don't, in case there's like another one that might be in earshot, you don't alert them. You can do it from far away.
I get. But you can't activate Domino from far away. Like if the enemies are over there.
No, you've got to link them and then leave.
Oh. That's too much work.
It's too much work for him. Regardless, Metal Gear Solid. I tried to play that game. 5, I think, the 5th one.
Mm-hmm.
I am terrible. I don't understand. I don't like sneaking games because it's too much work.
I just said that, but I love those games.
You like them.
I enjoy the challenge of I'm going to take out all of you. And none of you are going to know about it until you're all either dead or unconscious in what I like to call the slumber party.
Whereas, I'll see this same plaza full of people, and I'll jump into the plaza and be like, I'm going to kill you all, but you're all going to know about it.
And you probably die like 4 or 5 times trying to take out all of them at once.
No, because there's a hotkey for your potions. Once you get low enough on health, you just hit left bumper. And back to full health.
That's one of my favorite things to do in Dishonored, though, is when I knock them all out and they're all asleep, I just pile them all in, like, one thing, and then I'm, like, knocking them out and, like, dragging them, like, halfway across the map. I don't care how far away the pile is, I will put them in the pile, just so I can have a huge pile of, like, sleeping bodies.
I remember my favorite pile that you made.
Oh my god, this is
because,
the best!
Okay, so he was playing Dishonored 2. Which map was it?
It was the... The second to last mission when you have to go into...
You get the body double. Like, there's...
There's a body double guy.
And a body double.
It's the Emperor of Sokonos. Yeah. Is the target, but I don't remember what the house is called.
You go after him.
Some fancy house that he lives in.
There's this one room where... What would you call it? Like,
there's no spoilers.
No. What would you call it? A reading room, kind of?
It's just like a little library.
It's a small library. There's 2 library cases.
All those books are going to be destroyed with blood.
No.
Oh, you don't kill your enemies, that's right.
No.
No. So what he ended up doing, there was a maid in the other room. It's like, oh no, I need to get rid of her for whatever reason. So he goes up, he knocks her out. Okay, good job. Now he's like, where do I hide her?
Yeah, because there's no bathroom nearby, like there usually is, like in a house.
So he drags the body, like just a little bit, and he looks up this bookcase, and there's like an opening where he could teleport to. So he does that, he teleports up there, and just drops the body on top of this bookcase. And Greedy didn't think about it at first, but I'm just like, what happens when she wakes up?
No, I always think about that.
Yeah, you didn't
it's
think about that.
It's one of my favorite
though.
Things. It was... to like, I like to think about what's going to happen when they all wake up and they're just in this giant pile of body.
I totally didn't think about it at that time, though, because I was like, so she just wakes up like, how did I get here? Just wake up on top of a bookcase. And then he ended up getting, like, how
it's
many
better.
People?
It's like, I was so frustrated because I tried to get as many people up there as possible. But like, eventually, like, the stack of bodies got so high and, like, wide that they just kept toppling off the bookcase and onto the floor.
So, Grady, just being determined, picked up the body that fell down, walked 2 feet to the left, and went up to the other bookcase and started putting bodies up.
But it was super great because they're having, like, some kind of bookcase orgy thing.
Episode 1, bookcase orgy.
All right, there we go.
Because it was like, because the maid was the only, like, woman, like, up there. And then it was, like, two guards. And then after that, they kept falling off the bookcase because it just wasn't big enough.
And then, like, a million other household personnel.
No, just guards and that
and
maid.
And just in that particular area.
And then
area.
I just imagined, like, when they wake up, it's going to be like, did we?
We did.
Like, on a bookcase? Like,
how did we get... What? I'm still wearing all my clothes.
For now.
Don't do that, Grady.
I'm creepy.
I'm going to agree with that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I'm streaming that.
And you're
tonight.
Sure that the record time on those cards is a half hour?
Should be.
We can cut this.
Because it's counting upwards.
Yeah, it should be. Mine said 29. What does that one say?
22, 54, 55, 56. Got 8 minutes left on this card.
Mm-hmm.
In theory.
Because it started with 29. What was that?
So that one has 29 on it.
We can just
this
roll
is the part of the podcast
they,
where we look at all our gear to make sure we're not idiots.
I mean, we can just push it and see if it stops or not.
We're not idiots, right?
Well, if it stops, we can't close the podcast and it just ends.
Well, then we close it.
I have another card.
Grady set a timer so that we would close the podcast on time. Because apparently we're only allowed to do a half hour with the cards we have.
Yeah.
So, he set a timer for 25 minutes. And in theory, that's going to go off
in...
We'll bleep that with a noise like this one. In about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So, hopefully... everything still runs because we're not rich enough to have a broadcast crew or a live stream for this.
What?
Santa?
Mother?
Your turn!
What were any of those?
I like how I'm just like,
your turn!
Your turn!
Are you gonna say
Mamma Mia? I don't know.
Mamma Mia, I don't know.
What was I supposed to respond with? Santa? I'm just mother? What did you expect from me? Like,
I don't know. Swearing if we weren't on a PG-13 or PG podcast.
Well, I already wrecked that.
Yeah,
you said.
Can we just have like dolphin noises, like SpongeBob? I think that'd be pretty great.
Can we rip them from SpongeBob?
No,
we'd probably get in
be
trouble.
Illegal.
Yeah, we'll use
for 2 seconds of audio.
Use. Yes, all right, probably be less than 2 seconds, but you know,
probably
be like.
Dude, it's probably a stock.
Yeah.
It's probably a stock sound. That
Hey, I thought I had that on vibrate.
You did not.
I did not. Or maybe it just does that no matter what.
Maybe.
I don't know if you can do that.
Amateur.
We could still just use a stock sound of dolphins.
Well, we could use a stock sound of dolphins. I bet you that one is a stock sound of dolphins.
It probably
kinda
is.
Kind of like the Wilhelm scream and how every movie uses it.
Yeah.
And now it's a CinemaSin.
Yep, there you go.
I notice now. Now that I have a degree in making movies, I notice. Every time there's a Wilhelm scream.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to miss.
Cousin.
I don't think you even
cousin
need a degree.
Wilhelm, Father Wilhelm, Daughter Wilhelm, Son Wilhelm. I've gone through the whole family in at least like 4 movies.
Well, I don't think you need a degree to start noticing it.
Probably not.
But because it's just so common, it's bad.
It really is. It's like having an ex machina in a movie. And it took me forever
to
learn
what Scream.
That is.
Where are we going to scream? Yeah. I like that one. Like, get it in here.
Go get Ferdinand and tickle him again. That's how we'll get the sound.
Like you and me immediately imagine the same thing. Like, they have some weird... Either they're doing this, or they have some weird device, like a stick.
Oh.
What about those things that, like... It has, like, that one bar, but it comes out into all these little metal prongs with, like, balls at the end of them. Like, these really tiny beads.
Yeah, lost me.
Like, they're, like...
He found me with balls.
They're like these little speed, like, sized spheres. Does that make you help? Does that help you feel better?
No.
Pebble-sized...
I still don't know what you're talking about.
You've never seen them? Like, you put them on top of dogs' heads, and they really love it? Or, like, you put it in your head, too?
Oh, okay, those weird
it's
things.
Like, it's
yeah.
like
they're
a
like
head
weird
massage
thing,
huh?
Head massage
yeah.
thing. Oh,
okay, okay. I don't know what they're called, though, so...
We'll call them weird head massage things.
Yeah, there we go.
That's... I didn't know what to do. You both went...
No, we went...
I can push you out of frame.
Oh, dear.
Probably.
Well, I'm still in frame.
Just in
now.
Case of...
That one.
I almost flipped it off.
Just in case of them dying, should
no.
we close it?
We should wrap up.
I guess we should wrap up. The first episode will be a half hour-ish.
And what's it called? Bookcase orgy? Bookcase orgy.
That'll
anyway,
get clicks.
The more I say it, the better it gets.
Thank you for joining us for the first official episode of the Pixel Unity Podcast.
Bookcase
Pop.
Orgy.
Please join us on Sunday on our Twitch account because...
Either Grady or James is going to stream something, because if Grady can't,
it's going to be Blake.
Will. It's going to be...
Blake is streaming.
It's going to be Blake.
Because by the time this gets posted...
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Let's see.
Because this will get posted after the first stream, which would have been yours.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. You're streaming.
What?
Yeah, James is streaming. So you'll be joining James.
Hi.
Join James on Twitch Sunday at 7 p.m.
Mountain
Standard Time.
You don't want to miss this, Butterface.
Maybe you do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And know what you like.
Yeah.
Hopefully
and
you like bookcase orgies.
Oh, and then the following Wednesday we'll have Playdate.
Yes, we'll have the first
ever
Playdate.
The first
which
ever
will have
Pixel Unity Playdate.
And Grady.
Thank God I'm not involved.
I'm sorry.
I am involved.
I'll just say it again just in case you didn't hear it. It will have me and Grady and the first Playdate.
That is Grady and Blake starring.
Or no, it'd be the second date Playdate by then.
Our schedule of production is confusing.
We just started, so give us a chance.
Give us a minute. We'll get there.
The only thing that's consistent is that we stream every Sunday on our Twitch account.
Every Sunday.
At 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Which we'll link in the description.
And then we'll eventually figure out how our lives work.
Yeah.
Or not.
No. That's not likely to happen at all.
We will. Don't worry about it.
I don't believe him.